Good evening. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Chof Ches. And there's a discussion among Amoraim about a Yoledes, a woman who just gives birth, and you have to bring her oil. Let's say she needs oil. And we want to try to minimize the nature of the prohibition of caring. So one of the suggestions is to somehow put the oil in someone's hair, and so they're carrying it in an unusual way, and then you wring the oil out. Besides whether that's hygienic or not, so that's a separate question.
But you wring it out, it's like an extra one.
So there's a discussion whether when you're wringing it out, that's chita b'sear. So it seems, according to one opinion in the Gemara, that it's permitted, that's an optimal way of doing it. And the Rav Ashi is a different opinion, said you shouldn't do it. So how do we paskin? So the Rambam says ein chita b'sear. He says there's no Torah prohibition to squeeze out your hair, oil from your hair, to squeeze out from your hair, because it doesn't trap the liquid, whatever, the oil. So there's no prohibition. However, there's still a rabbinic prohibition. So is it Issa Drabbana, according to the Magen Mishnah. So even according to the opinion that says, Ein Tzchita B'Sear, there still is the rabbinic prohibition. So, lamais in practice, let's say, is there any way that you're allowed to wipe off, let's say your hair gets, pouring, you go home in the pouring rain. Are you allowed to at all try to, remove the wetness from your hair? Maybe with a towel it might be better because it might be indirect. So on this, the poskim discuss whether there's a rabbinic prohibition if you use a towel. In the Eshel Avraham, the Prima Gadim, he writes that he says, I have a custom that I don't wash my face on Shabbos or Yom Tov, where my hairs are, only where there are no hairs at all. Because there are some people, but he says, nevertheless, I'm not going to speak out against those who wash and dry their faces on Shabbos. Because even if it's clear that it's psik reisha, that suddenly water will squeeze out to the towel, so he says, nevertheless, the schita is done in an indirect way. The schita is done through a mitpachas, through a towel. So that's an indirect form of schita. And that's an issur d'rabbanan. A schita might only be an issur d'rabbanan in this case. And so he said, even though I don't do it, but still, I can't speak poorly against the people who do it. Because the psik reisha, you're not interested. You just want to make your hair, nice. You want to rinse off your face, clean your face, clean your hair. You're not interested in squeezing out the water. So again, so when you use it with the towel, so that's a psik reisha, delo nichale, issur d'rabbanan. It's indirect. So he says, I can't speak out against people who do this. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he writes the following. He says, in the name of the Mincha Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that if the water that's squeezed out is holchin le'ibud, if the liquid that's coming out is going to be, gone, what's normal schita? You're squeezing out a liquid because you want the liquid. If you're squeezing out, if it comes into a towel, so you don't want it, and therefore, and it's holchin le'ibud, you're getting rid of it. So then he says, he thinks that it's permitted if you use a towel to squeeze the water off your hair and you don't see it at all, then it should be permitted. There are others who disagree. Rav Yashiv writes that you should only do it benachas. He's more concerned. It seems like most poskim will say, even Rav Yashiv will say that if you sort of you do it nicely. You're not pressing against it. If you're pressing against it, so he's more concerned. So he said, if you do it benachas, then he seems to say that it is permitted. He also says that there are some in the Evan Ha'ezel is more strict, and he says even if you do it lightly, we should refrain from this. So you have those who are strict, those who are lenient. And he says that even though those who are lenient have arguments, nevertheless, the Kehilos Yaakov says the name of the Chazon Ish, and then Nishmas Shabbos says that we should try to be strict. So bottom line is, like sometimes on Yom Tov, when I tell people take a shower. So that's why I tell people, pat your hair down, because we're concerned that maybe there's chita b'sear. You can pat your skin down with a towel, but to rinse off the water from your hair, it's probably best to avoid. However, there are poskim who are lenient. Certainly, if you do it benachas, lightly, there are poskim who are lenient. We try to be strict when possible, but it's questionable whether it's us.